You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to share an article with you that was given to me by Excalibur. Now, before I even start, this is not N-O-T, not any sort of medical misinformation. However, I would file this one under social consequences. Keep in mind, gentlemen, because I'm pretty sure you guys have come across people like this in your day-to-day interaction. However, this is going to be focused on the mating market. Now, this article was published on the 4th of January. Vaccinated women are now lying about their vax status as more men see them as infertility risk. Uh-oh! Virtue signaling gone wrong. Everyone was told that those who did not get the jab would regret it, but now it seems the opposite is true. In a startling reversal, women who have had the Charlie 19 vaccine are being shunned in the dating scene by potential partners due to issues with possible birth defects and infertility. Well, well, well. Now, gentlemen, I'm pretty sure if you guys had your ears to the streets, there was a lot of women who would literally put in their dating profile, "You need to show proof of vax status or don't contact me." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of dating profiles that put that in their bio. Vaxxed, poked, jabbed, whatever. If you don't have the jab, don't contact me. Now, this was back when the jab was being voluntarily mandatory for people to get. However, these women didn't think further down the line how it would affect them socially. Once again, the chickens have come home to roost. Women in, get this, New York of all places. Oh, this could not happen in a better place. Anyway, they have started lying about their vaccination status because of widespread perception among men that they are infertile or will bear children with birth defects. One man who wants to remain anonymous said this, quote unquote, "In clubs, they claim that they are not vaxxed. They say things like, oh, Charlie 19 is BS, or quote unquote, I don't want to try this new experimental shot." See, that right there is called what, gentlemen? Chameleon-like behavior. However, after going out with them several times, the women finally admitted that they got the vax and watch as most potential husbands leave them almost on the spot. Oh, you know that's gotta hurt. That's got to hurt. Ladies, I don't think anybody has ever said this to you. Fellas, I want you guys to spread what I'm about to say. Ladies, every piece of criteria that you use to disqualify men that you don't want, the men that you do want can use that same criteria to disqualify you. Let me say that one more again. Ladies, every piece of criteria that you would use to disqualify the men that you don't want, the men that you do want can use that same criteria to disqualify you. However, when it comes to men who disqualify women, they simply make it to where those women who don't qualify can't even be in the same space as them, as opposed to women who are blatant and overt with how they disqualify men. Case in point, Lizzo. Lizzo and fat women. They will turn around and say that they don't want fat men. And yes, there have been plenty of articles about how fat women will outright say that they don't want fat men. However, those same women will jump behind what? Body positivity. A man should be able to look past my exterior to my interior. However, those same women don't give fat men that same grace. Oh, well, it is what it is. Ladies, you have every right to reject men that you don't want. However, the men that you do want have every right to reject you. Yeah. So suck it up, Buttercup. All you women out there who got jabbed, guess what? The men that you do want are saying, nope, I don't want you. Live with it. Anyway, the person went on to say at least two separate women asked him why he would break off relationships with them over something like the jab. And he told them, this guy, whoever he was, deserves a medal for being brutally honest. He said, quote unquote, I don't want defective children. Now, I'm going to throw that to the wayside, but it's the finisher that I want to focus on. And I won't get closer to a girl who lied to my face from the start. Bam! There you go. It's the deception that these men don't want. Okay, you got the jab. Okay, cool. Your body, your choice. However, don't try to hide that from the men that you do want. You want them to not be able to make a choice. See, ladies, we've caught on to all of your games. And this is just another way to try to exhibit chameleon-like behavior. But men are caught on and they're calling you out about it. Anyway, reports of women who have been vaccinated experiencing birth defects are skyrocketing across the world. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Now, once again, this is not medical misinformation. This is simply social consequences. I'm going to reiterate. There were a lot of women who used their vaccination status as a way to virtue signal and say, look at me, I'm such a good person. If you didn't get the vax, guess what? You're a bad person. So therefore, I can't date you. However, as this article shows, now those men who haven't gotten the vax, are simply saying, nope, I don't want a woman who's been jabbed. End of. And now more and more women are going to find this out the hard way. Hey, it is what it is. So, Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women who want to use your vax status as a filtering system, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and everything you use to disqualify men that you don't want will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, those same men that you would piss on to put out if they were on fire, they've become real damn handsome as of late. And trust and believe, with all the inflation, with the social decay, yeah, women are going to start throwing all of those disqualifiers out the window, because you've seen an increase of women trying to go after who? Blue collar men. Gentlemen, do not be their lifeline. Remember, let's go back to one Mike Jones. Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all owe me. However, gentlemen, cut that lifeline. Be cold hearted. Say, nope, you didn't want me then, so now I don't want you now. And gentlemen, you have every right to reject them. Let them fall on their own. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.